Meanwhile, Adrienne, your baby was sick, and you couldn't take her to daycare because she was running a fever. And so you are a teacher at AU, so you brought her with you to mm-hmm. school. Tell me about the fact that you considered calling in sick and maybe having your TA, your teaching assistant, take care of the class that day.
Well, my baby was only running a very mild fever, which is common and can be due to teething or a number of other similar minor things. The first day of class for a professor to have a new TA run the class didn't seem like an option to me. My TA didn't know. The first day of class is the day that sets the tone of the class. It's the day where students really get a chance to decide, is this a class I want to take? Is this a professor I like? Is this worth spending all of that tuition money on?
And you really set the tone that day. I mean, talk about setting the tone. Did you think about kind of taking a break and maybe nursing her in private or saying to the TA, I need 10 minutes, can you, or kids, can you read this passage and I'll be right back?
You know, I did think about it at the moment, and it was a tough decision, but at the moment what I felt like was that it was really the least disruptive thing I could possibly do, because to leave class for 10 minutes with leave students hanging would have been very disruptive. And frankly, I've been breastfeeding for a year, that my which is how old my baby is, and I've never had any problems. And so I figured this would calm her right down, and I would be able to go on lecturing, and that's what I did. And of course, I warned them beforehand.
And
that
you covered yourself up, right, while you were doing it.
Yeah,
and what's interesting is the name of your class. Tell us the name of your class that you teach.
The class is Sex, Gender, and Culture. It's a class in feminist anthropology.
How appropriate, right? Now, the incident became public because a student apparently felt uncomfortable with this. And sex, gender, and culture professor, total feminist, walks in with her baby midway through class, breastfeeding time. And then the hashtag is WTF. We asked some college students, we were curious about how they might respond if their professor did this during class. And here's what some of them had to say.
I really don't want to be seeing my teacher breastfeeding. I'd rather kind of have her teach class.
That probably would be kind of weirded out.
That would be very strange.
And you got to do what you got to do.
If she acknowledged it, and
like, hey, I'm going to breastfeed my child now.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't think that's cool. Not cool at all.
Students are in a class to learn. So if the professor's not fully focused on teaching, then it kind of defeats the purpose.
What's your reaction to their reaction?
Well, my reaction is that if we're going to define professional as something that means that you can't have a child around, that you as masculine, basically, then we need to provide childcare for working women, for working mothers. So if I had had childcare, if I had had emergency childcare, I wouldn't have had to breastfeed in class that day.
So you're glad this sort of raised a broader issue.
I hope we do start talking about better childcare options for women in the workplace.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the firestorm this story is creating online.
I drop in.
About nursing in public. Now, the response was pretty unanimous. 96% of you said it's okay for a woman to breastfeed in public. Pretty overwhelming. We also asked our audience here today whether they're uncomfortable when they see someone breastfeeding in public. 79% of you said you are, in fact, comfortable with seeing a woman breastfeed in a restaurant, but only 68% are so comfortable seeing someone breastfeed on the job. Now, we have bloggers in our audience, as we do every day. Melissa Schmidt and Lauren Jemison are here. And Lauren, what are people saying about this online? Because I understand there's an explosion of activity.
There really is. In regards to Dawn, a lot of people were more sympathetic because it's not uncommon to see a woman breastfeed in public or, in a restaurant. But when you go to Adrienne, there's a lot more discussion going on. For many, it wasn't about the fact that she was breastfeeding in public. It was more the fact that she was breastfeeding in front of her students and in a professional setting. Similarly, there's a Washington Post article that said, no one is saying breastfeeding is disgusting. It's a distraction in the classroom, period.
All right. And Melissa, tell me about anything surprising that you're seen online in these comments?
The discussion's really heated online, and a lot of women have strong opinions about breastfeeding, and they're kind of angry over even having to defend breastfeeding their babies in public. I was reading the comments on your site, and a lot of people are saying it's my legal right, and God gave me breasts to feed babies, and I should be able to do that. And
so people feel very strongly about it.
Really?
Adrienne, given the reaction that you've gotten, and this has been going on for a while. Would you do it again?
You know, it's taken a personal toll on me to have these kinds of attacks, but at the same time, it's made me aware of discrimination that I didn't really even realize was so prevalent. And being someone as privileged as I am to still experience that kind of discrimination at the workplace, imagine how all of the women who work in jobs like McDonald's or, you know, other jobs, you know, who might want to breastfeed might feel. And so I think it's a really important issue, and as long as I'm out there as a sacrificial lamb, I'm glad that it's being talked about.
Exactly. And tell me about your feelings. What are you going to do, Dawn? Are you going to move this forward in any way?
Well, right now we have a nurse-in scheduled for this coming. A nurse-in scheduled for this Saturday, and that's not a protest or anything. It's just there to raise awareness that women have a right to do this, and we as women kind of need to make a stand because mothers do have a right to choose.
So they're going to go to Applebee's and they're going to nurse their babies at Applebee's?
So there's a Facebook page created. So if you want more information, please come join us. It's really about every woman's right to choose, whether you nurse or whether you bottle feed or whether you don't even have children at all.
Yeah,
it's your daughter's and your granddaughter's right to choose.
You're kind of turning Applebee's into a Dairy Queen. We decided we really milked this topic today. Yeah. Anyway, thank you both for coming in and talking about that. It really is an important subject. And as you said, it's great that people are having conversations about it in person and online. So thank you both. And when we come back, I'm answering some of your questions.